Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan officially announced this week that he would not run for the Senate, despite national Republican leaders strongly beckoning him to challenge Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen. The decision was not a surprise, however, as Governor Hogan clearly has his eyes set on a presidential campaign in 2024. A great deal of redistricting action has occurred. The North Carolina State Supreme Court rejected the Republican legislature's maps, now for the third time in the last 10 or so years. The partisan Democratic High Court and the partisan Republican legislature continue to play a game of gerrymander ping pong relating to the North Carolina maps. Under the state's law and procedure, the governor, in this case Democrat Roy Cooper, has no veto power over redistricting. The legislature will now redraw the maps they produced at the end of last year. Turning to the Alabama congressional map, the U.S. Supreme Court stayed implementation of a three-judge panel's ruling declaring that plan a racial gerrymander, saying another majority-minority seat could be drawn among Alabama's seven districts. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, in a consenting opinion to the 5-4 stay ruling, stated that the Alabama panel's action was too close to the primary election for the legal process to run its full course. Therefore, the nation's high court decided to postpone the case. This means the rejected Republican map will now almost assuredly be used for the 2022 elections. At a later time, the court will hear the appeal to the three-judge panel's negative ruling. Some believe the court's action on the Alabama case is a precursor to what may follow in other states, possibly North Carolina and Ohio, who have judges tossing maps prior to the political nomination season. In Michigan, a state court rejected the lawsuit from a group of current and former City of Detroit state legislators who claim the new state redistricting commission members violated the Voting Rights Act when they drew the city's state legislative and congressional boundary lines. The court's action in rejecting the lawsuit means that the commission map will be used in the 2022 elections and possibly throughout the decade. Redistricting has been completed the last week in New York, Tennessee, Washington, and Kansas. The processes in Louisiana and Missouri are close to completion. The big states of Florida and Pennsylvania remain outstanding, however. In New York, disgraced Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, who resigned last year as a result of sexual harassment charges being brought forth against him, is already taking steps toward a political comeback, according to several New York news sources. It has been confirmed that Mr. Cuomo is making calls about and assessing his chances of making another run for Attorney General, a position he held before becoming governor at the beginning of 2011, and challenging incumbent Tish James in the party primary. She is the woman who brought the charges against him. Mr. Cuomo did state that he regrets bowing to the pressure to resign his office. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.